You added AI. Congratulations, you now run a slop factory. If you accelerate code generation without retooling your review capacity, you have not optimized your pipeline. You have flooded it. Stop measuring pull request velocity and start enforcing architectural constraints. One, a 40% increase in pull request volume is a warning of downstream failure, not a metric of engineering success. Two, if you hand engineers tools that generate code at 10 times their typing speed without updating your quality gates, you're subsidizing a slop factory where nobody can distinguish architectural intent from machine-generated noise. Three, until you move architectural review upstream into machine-readable design contracts and explicit constraints, your senior talent will drown in the noise of plausible-looking code that introduces subtle, system-wide coupling. Four, when AI-generated tests validate AI-generated code in a closed loop, you have automated the theater of quality while losing the human judgment required to verify that the software actually solves the user's problem. Five, review capacity is now your most critical capacity planning problem. If you do not explicitly fund the time for senior verification, you have essentially automated the rubber stamp. Select 1-5 engineer pod to move review requirements into pre-generation constraints for 90 days, reviewing against production-ready cycle times rather than activity metrics to decide on a broader organization-wide transition.